Hello? Is this the Johnson residence in Colorado Springs?
Yes, it is.
Yes, on Ridgeway?
Yes.
Well, is this Cecil? Or Cecil?
No, I'll get him. Just a minute, please.
Well, okay. Are you Cecil's father?
No, I'm his son.
Oh, you're his son.
You're batting zero tonight, Charlie.
Well, put your dad on, will you? Please.
Okay-doke.
Yeah, see, we had the wrong area code. Well, that's good. We straightened
Hello.
Out. Hello, Cecil?
Yes.
How are you?
Well, I'm just fine. How are you?
Well, great. This is Honest to Goodness from WCCO Radio in the Twin Cities calling you, and I'm Charlie Boone. This is Dick Chapman here, our quizmaster. Randy Merriman's a little under the weather with the flu.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that.
Well, we're glad to hear you, and...
How's the weather up there?
Well, it's been very nice today. We had temperature in the 30s today. We have we have a little snow on the ground, but it was a nice sunny day today in most areas, although a little fog this morning.
Well, you should be out here.
You got some snow?
No.
What do you got?
We have temperatures between 55 and 60.
Oh, thanks a lot.
You can sit outside in your shirt sleeves, and it's just wonderful.
Oh, that sounds nice. Where is Ridgeway?
Ridgeway is out near the Broadmoor. You know where the Broadmoor Hotel is?
Out near Cheyenne Road.
Right.
Uh-huh.
Right.
Yeah, I lived out there.
Oh, well, you know where Seven Falls is?
Yes.
Well, it's out close to Seven Falls.
That's real pretty.
Very nice.
Oh, yeah. You're not too far away from that wonderful Cheyenne Zoo.
That's right.
Uh-huh.
We can look right up and see Cheyenne Mountain every day.
Oh, isn't that beautiful?
Yeah, it's real nice.
Are you retired there, Mr. Johnson?
I teach out at Fort Carson. I have the projectionist school.
Oh, Fort Carson is still going strong.
Oh, yes.
Do they still have the canine core school out there?
No, they discontinued that, but they used to.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, they used to have the dogs out there.
Well, the Air Force Academy sort of taken the focus away from Fort Carson.
That's right. That's right. They have the hole in the mountain now right across from Fort Carson.
The hole in the mountain? Is that where the Air Defense Command is?
That's where it is. It's located there. You may have read about... the Air Force Strategic Command going into the mountain.
Sure.
It's fabulous.
You know the Garden of the Gods broadcast on Easter morning they have?
Yes, I should say.
We carry that on WCCO Radio.
Oh, do you?
That was, I announced that when I lived down there and worked for the station there.
Well.
That was a real thrill, but that's a fabulous happening, isn't it?
When you were here, how large was Colorado Springs?
Gee, I don't remember. They were just starting to break the ground for the Air Force Academy.
Uh-huh.
It was in 54.
Well, you should sometime come out here on your vacation. It's grown just terrific. Colorado Springs now is over 100,000.
Is that right?
Yes.
Listen, you talk with Dick here, will you?
All right.
Yeah, I was so interested.
I'm going to make a call.
Yeah, this is Dick Chapman, Mr.
Well,
Johnson.
How are you, Dick?
Pretty good. How are you? It sounds like springtime in the Rockies there with that weather you're having.
You're right. Right. We listen to you fellas all the time. We took our vacation, my son and I, and we saw a doubleheader up at the
Met Stadium.
You're right.
What team did you see?
Kansas City.
Twins in Kansas City. Was that this season?
No, it was a year ago on Labor Day.
Well, then, by golly, you got a chance to see the American Legion champion. American
right,
League champions.
That's right.
Well, we're kind of hoping for that same kind of thing next season.
Well,
I'm telling
you sure hope that they come through.
Are you a native Coloradan?
No, I'm from Madison, Wisconsin.
Well, is that so?
Yes.
How long have you been in Colorado?
I've been here 14 years.
And that's pretty country, Colorado Springs. I was there once myself, not to stay, but I visited the Air Force Academy was just getting started, and I was there when they unveiled the blockhouse. You remember that?
Yes. If you ever drive out here, you and your wife, look me up.
Well, I certainly will do that.
My name is in the book, Cecil O. Johnson.
All right.
I'm a good Scandahovian, and I'd love to see you.
We've got another common denominator here. My mother-in-law is teaching in Colorado.
Oh, good for her.
Let's see. I think she's at Fort Morgan. That's north of you, isn't it?
Fort Morgan, yes.
Yeah, it's out in the plains there.
That's right. That's north of Denver.
Say, okay.
Cecil, we go almost coast to coast on our Honest to Goodness shows every night, of course, Clear Channel Radio, and we have a listener right now in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, listening, Ken
Pittsburgh.
And Elaine Parent.
What's his name?
Ken and Elaine Parent.
Parent.
And they listen every night, too, and I got them on the line. So let's you listen along, Cecil, and we'll find out what kind of weather they're having.
Fine, thank you.
Is this Elaine?
Yes, now I'll have to look quick.
Why?
To see what the weather's like.
Oh, has it been snowing today?
No, uh-uh.
You're getting some snow around the east, though, aren't you?
Yes, it missed us. We had 2 inches predicted, but it didn't quite get it.
Has it been kind of in the 40s today?
I think so.
Yeah.
Are you native Pittsburghians?
Oh, heavens, no.
You're not?
No.
And now where are you from?
We're from Minneapolis.
It's like old home week tonight on Clear Channel Honest to Goodness. Now, here's Mr. Johnson, you're talking to as well as us in Colorado Springs. He's a former Madison, Wisconsinite.
Oh.
And here you are in Pittsburgh, and you're former Minneapolitans. How long have you been in Pittsburgh?
We've been here a year and a half.
Uh-huh. Did your husband's business take you out there?
Alas, it did.
Uh-huh. You say alas.
Yes.
Well, we hate to cast aspersions on some of these fine cities like Pittsburgh, but I know you're a little prejudiced for home, huh?
Yeah, indeed.
Well.
Indeed.
Have you got all your Christmas shopping done?
Mm-hmm.
Say, Elaine, say hello to Cecil Johnson, who's listening to you right now in Colorado Springs.
Hi. How do you do, Mrs. Parent?
Hi.
I can hear you very nicely.
Isn't this fun?
Have you ever been out in the in our area?
Oh, yes, and we have some very dear friends who used to live next door to us in Minneapolis who now live in Colorado Springs.
Well, how nice.
I know they'd love to hear from you. It's William Campbell. Like
William
Campbell. And they live on Maysland Drive.
Yes, Maysland Drive. You should drive out here some summer vacation.
I'll take your name. We've been out there now. We weren't there last year, but we've been out 2 years before that. We love Colorado.
Yes.
Not quite as much as Minneapolis, but...
I was just telling Dick Chapman that the temperature here has been... I think it was around 60 degrees today. It's been in the 60s every day, and nice and warm, and nice clear air to breathe.
Yeah, and you have some beautiful background... sites there with the mountains.
Yes,
it's a lovely
it
spot.
Say, Cecil, do you fish any?
Not too much, Dick.
I was
there
are
any
say,
lakes there?
No, but there's some beautiful streams, isn't there,
yes,
Cecil?
Yes, there are.
Up in the mountains, there are a couple of lakes.
Actually, you have to get up quite a ways to get into the real good fishing.
Yeah, those trout, boy, they're something, huh?
Yes, they are. Yeah, that's all you get out here, trout.
Say, Cecil, that son of yours that answered the phone, he sounded like quite a grown-up fella. How old is he?
He's 27.
27, yeah.
Yes.
Elaine, do you have youngsters?
Yes, we do. We have a girl 12 and a boy 10.
Uh-huh. Well, that's about the ages of my kids there. They start at 11 and go on down.
What schools do they go to?
Well, let's see. My good old Wooddale school on 50th and Wooddale.
I know. My kids went there.
Is that so?
Uh-huh. My daughter did. The other child went to Morningside.
Well, for heaven's sakes. Small world, huh, Cece?
Oh, yeah.
It sure is.
Well, now we're going to have you put your heads together here and try to answer a question. And we'll, if you both answer correctly, why, we'll send both of you $8.30, kind of a Christmas bonus, all right?
Well, how nice.
Now, let's see if I can find one I think you can answer. We rig these questions. We want folks to win, see? Here's one. I think maybe both of you can get this one. Minnesota's state motto, L'Etoile du Nord, means, and I'm going to give you a multiple choice here. You tell me what it means.
Well, say it again. Pronounce it again.
The state motto is L'Etoile du Nord. Now, that's the state motto, and it means either Northern Lights or the North Star or Pinecone Country.
Wait, it's the middle one I know, and I remember that from my university days, huh?
The North Star?
North Star State?
You think that's right, Cece?
Yes, I would say the North Star.
You're both right, boy, and that's $8.30 apiece.
Well, thank you, Dick.
Okay. It was nice to talk to both of you.
Well, it's awfully nice to talk to you.
And you keep in touch there on good old 830, will you?
Sure will. We listen to you all the time.
Thank you very much.
I love that Midwest.
Okay. Now,
I'll second that. Thanks for calling.
You betcha. Charlie's going to get your addresses on the private line. Hang on.
Okay.
Thank you.
Right. We were talking two-way there, too.
Hang on,
Cecil Johnson in Colorado Springs and Mrs. Ken Parent, Elaine Parent, in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. And they were hooked up cross-country. It's kind of fun to do that, isn't it? And compare notes.